Hey everybody, this is Ethan Uslin, and you are listening to the Carolina Shout Podcast. This is the only podcast in the world where you can hear old-timey piano music played by me, Ethan Uslin, followed by semi-relevant commentary on the music. That song I just played was the Tin Roof Blues, a New Orleans jazz standard going back to the 1920s. It's one of my favorite songs to play because it's got a nice lazy feel to it. And the Tin Roof Blues was composed by, I don't even know. And you know what? I'm not even going to look it up because that song put me in a lazy mood and I'm feeling lazy and I'm just going to own it. I'm going to play songs about laziness today. Sloth. Sin number 7 on the list of the 7 deadly sins. Honestly, I don't think laziness is a deadly sin at all. It could be a virtue, actually. Like, hear me out. I've never told this to anyone before, but I would love nothing more than to rob a bank and steal an insane amount of money. But what's stopping me? Fear of getting caught? My conscience? Nope. It's just too much work. I'm too lazy. I mean, first I'd have to find a secret lair, then I have to dig a tunnel from my secret lair to directly underneath the bank vault. What a pain. I don't have time for that. You couldn't pay me enough to do all that digging. So laziness can be a good thing. Instead of robbing a bank, here I am at home sitting on my butt in my PJs playing piano for you. That's probably a good thing. Laziness is a virtue. And so now I'm going to play another musical ode to idleness, a song called Lazy River. It is associated with the great songwriter Hoagy Carmichael, but Hoagy Carmichael actually did not write it. Sometime around 1930, Hoagy was enjoying himself in a New York City jazz club where he heard the New Orleans clarinetist Sidney Arrowden. Arrowden played a tune that Hoagy liked. Hoagy wrote it down, wrote some lyrics, got it published, and it was a big hit. He gave Sidney Arrowden proper credit, so he didn't steal it. It was a win-win for Hoagy and Sidney Arrowden and for the music-loving public. Here it is, Lazy River. Thank you. So that was Lazy River by New Orleans clarinetist Sidney Arrowden with lyrics by Hoagie Carmichael. Hoagie usually just wrote his own melodies, but in this instance, he found an already existing melody and added words to it. Good for him. If you can use somebody else's music, why not? No need to reinvent the wheel. And now is the part of the program where I would ideally think of a clever thing to say in order to transition into introducing the next song. But I'm too lazy. I got nothing. The next song I'd like to play is called Lazy Bones. This one's also by Hoagie Carmichael. And in this case, Hoagie composed the melody and had someone else write the words, which was his usual way of doing things. In this case, Johnny Mercer wrote the words. Why write your own words if you can get Johnny Mercer to do it for you? Very smart. Very efficient decision by Mr. Carmichael. And as for the melody of Lazy Bones, it seems to be derived from a piano riff that Hoagie played about 10 years previously in a recording of another song of his called Washboard Blues. He had a short piano solo, and he plays this little riff that appears again in Lazy Bones. Brilliant, if you ask me. If you're going to play a cool riff, might as well get all you can out of it. No need to rack your brains to think of a new riff if the one you did 10 years ago is perfectly usable. Love it. So here it is, Lazy Bones from 1933, music by Hoagie Carmichael, lyrics by Johnny Mercer. Thank you. So that was Lazy Bones, a big hit in the 1930s. Everybody was going gaga for Lazy Bones. But you know who didn't like Lazy Bones? Hitler. The Nazis banned Lazy Bones. They thought it promoted idleness. So there's one more reason for you to dislike Nazis, should you be in need of further persuasion. Okay, back to the piano. I'd like to play another musical celebration of laziness, this one by Irving Berlin. I'd like to say that Irving Berlin and I are kindred lazy spirits, but really, Irving Berlin was a hard worker. He cranked out song after song and put in a lot of time and effort. But he did like to take vacations to rest his songwriting muscles. In 1924, he spent about a week in Palm Beach, Florida with some friends, and he did some vegging out. He took walks on the beach, sunbathed, and did some reading. TV wasn't invented yet, so people used to read books to relax. Kind of hard to wrap your head around, I know, but that's how it was. Anyway, by the end of the week, Irving Berlin had written a song, so he couldn't veg out for a whole week. He just had to get some work done. But I guess if you love your work, it's not work, right? And then when inspiration hits you, you have to capitalize it right then and there, I guess. The song Irving Berlin came up with was called Lazy, an ode to taking a vacation and relaxing. If you're going to work on your vacation, it's best to work on something about not working, I guess. So here it is, Lazy by Irving Berlin, written in Palm Beach in 1924. Okay, well, that does it for today's episode. That was Lazy by Irving Berlin. And now I'm going to go watch Netflix, eat cheesy poofs, and Kate's taking the day off, so I'm going to have to roll the credits myself. I just have to press a button on the computer here, and it should roll the credit music. It's really easy. Honestly, Kate's job is so easy a three-year-old could do it. I just let her feel like she's contributing to boost her self-esteem. All right, here's a file. I just double-click. Error 7, file not found. The file might have been moved or deleted, or the file path might be incorrectly formatted for the operating system. Kate, come back. Well, thanks for listening to the Carolina Shout. I'm Ethan Uslin. Catch you next time. God.